UAV, mobile, monitoring.
Just kind of more of a hobby type thing is kind of interesting.
lives down in Charleston, and he came across two solar panels. He wasn't doing anything with. I said, "You doing anything with those?" He said, "No." "You want them?" I said, "Yeah, I'll take them." I've got two solar panels up at the house. Got one of them hooked up to a charge controller, so I can charge the batteries if I need to. And the other one, I still haven't found a use for it yet, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I mean, I should probably put them in parallel or in series with each other and hook them up to that controller, see what I can do with it. But I don't know. I just figured I've got a gas generator. I'll just run it if I need it. I've got three smaller ones I picked up. Me and the wife were out shopping one day, and they had a great sale on these generators. So I've got three brand new in the box ones, and I posted them on the marketplace trying to sell them.
You kind of got more of that kind of stuff than I need right now. I need to put the one that the smaller one. I probably do need to put it on marketplace. There's, you know, no reason to keep it now that I've got the whole house thing going. Anyway, some of the rest of them might be out there coming in about this time of the morning. I usually start hearing more of the guys coming on in, you know, like you got to believe you said Patrick lost power, so he might be running a little late, but anyway, I enjoy talking to you this morning. You're definitely hitting the machine a whole lot better now. And I'm going to get back on the side and listen for a little bit. Have a good morning, KF4NXY.
Good talking to you, Dave, again, as usual. And if you don't remember, name's Leon here. Lima, Echo, Oscar, November. That calls Kilo. That's Kilo. That's my old call. November Charlie 9 Victor. And we're waiting on this. Ken should be jumping in here shortly. And we've found Eric, too. NC9V.
Good morning, Leon. KN4 PFW.
How's your weekend going? Did you have a good weekend?
Grandkids came over on yesterday. And that we shot some CO2. Pistols in the backyard and that. Had a good time.
Throw them how to be the eagle eye and hit the target every time?
Not sure exactly about that, but most of the time.
Yeah. I've always followed the grandkids. I've waited on them to come. Some of them come back to the house. And hopefully see my son's kids there shortly.
Couple of pistols that I guess they're more like training pistols because the slide cycles just like on a regular firearm. If the function of everything is exactly the same.
Old pump up rifles myself. Those things are great.
And I shot one for many years. Mine right now is a spring piston. You break the barrel down, and that, but it's got a, can't hardly find one with iron sights on it anymore.
First rifle that I've ever owned, a little Marlin 22, and prior to that I had a pump up air rifle. The little 22 I've still got, it's already my son's. I've passed it down to him, but still up in my safe, for safekeeping anyway.
Yeah, and I picked up one last year, an old bolt action 22, very similar to one my dad got me when I was a kid.
About my, not my oldest grandson, my son's oldest child, I bought him a 22 and 410. I forget what they call it. It's like a Patriot. But they're interchangeable barrels, so you can use it as a 410 shotgun or a 22 single shot. Pretty cool.
It breaks down just like the 410?
Fold it over, take the barrel off, and put the 410 on. shoot it. So, but it comes with a little cloth case, carry case for both barrels and the rifle. It's pretty cool.
My keys.
Microphone comes with this radio, the Bluetooth, I can't remember, the NR7500 or whatever. It's the VGC radio.
It just makes like a squawking sound when you unkey.
Probably got the APRS or something on. I've been playing with the APRS lately on this radio, and I'm not sure I'm doing it right, so I might be doing that.
Hey, I got corporate guys coming in today and tomorrow.
Straighten up the house. Straight, everybody still did a tight ship.
You headed to work today?
A bit different run. I'll be running from Duncan over to Donaldson Center, and then from Donaldson Center back to Duncan. Whatever else they throw at me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, KM4 TFW.
Hope y'all are doing all right. Yeah, that's APRS something on the end of your transmitter. I don't know what it is. If I put it on my VFO too, it doesn't pick it up. So I don't. But it definitely sounds like APRS.
To the radio with no faceplate on it. It's, you know, everything's operating software wise, and I've been playing with the APRS in it, but I'm not sure I'm getting it right. So, anyway, I'm sure that's what it is.
W2JKT.
K4TF.
Morning, here, K4TFW.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what it is. VGC, no faceplate, just one button on the front. Everything's on the microphone. Well, everything. I got a speaker mic with four buttons on it. Everything else is software driven through Bluetooth through an app on your phone.
Well, an APRS packet, because it doesn't have the leader. Sounds like a Motorola data chirp.
But I'd turn everything off on it, but it's kind of hard to do when you're driving. Half-assed.
About that.
For us, it went south, but we definitely got a lot of wind at our place, and I mean, it rained for a good solid half an hour, but that's all it was. We had, you know, basically a half hour long downpour, so I'm thankful that's all we ended up with.
And without power yesterday, I don't know if you ever got it back.
Yeah, outage maps yesterday in Hendersonville definitely had some widespread power outages.
Eddieville still has power.
For about 3 seconds on, and I forget what morning it was, but around 4:30 in the morning, our power blinked off, came right back on, and that was it. But then after Helene, they went through the city of Shelby, and they spent, you know, a couple of months cutting trees back from power lines. So hopefully that helped and prevented a lot of it.
Everything when they do that. Anything, I think one thunder boom at 4 a.m. I got woken up, and other than that, I didn't hear a thing. And I think my weather station didn't even record just over half an inch.
Played it up too much.
During the ham fest, they got a little bit of rain. Everybody packed up the outside stuff and left. And by the time 1 o'clock rolled around, I mean, it was clear blue sky and getting sunny out. Beautiful afternoon, rest of the afternoon. Riverville.
Went up to it, isn't it?
The week before or something. They're giving away a FT991A as a grand prize, and they gave away a Radio Oddity handheld as a second grand prize, I guess. And we stuck around for the drawing at 1 o'clock for that, just because I figured it'd be a bit of odds of me winning with a lot of everybody leaving, because you had to be present to win. And we waited around and did not win.
I'm sorry that didn't work out, but yeah, the 991 is a nice radio.
I'd probably impart that one to somebody else for a nice monetary fee.
There's something to be said for having a backup radio.
For those, KO4CM.
To get an FTM500, but apparently they discontinued those and they've already gone to the 510 for a whopping $800.
Andersonville net last night, and they were saying that one of the guys had won, but since he wasn't there, they had to go to the next person for the little HT they were giving away.
It's unusually light this morning.
St. Patrick's Day celebrations at the bars yesterday.
I just said don't pinch me. I don't have any green on.
Well, if I ever eat corned beef again, it'll be too soon.
And tonight.
We'll have the brisket in the crock pot over the weekend for us and the kids, and we ate about half of it. We've got about half of it left over for sandwiches all week. It's cost twice as much this year as they cost last year. $1.99 a pound, and this year they were $16.99 a pound.
Pork belly, but I couldn't get my hands on one at any of the local grocery stores. I had to end up going to Sam's or Costco to get one.
You ought to have it at that KJ's in Lyman.
They would line a lot of times, one near the house in Hammond, but all they had was ribs. I wasn't interested in that.
A can of pork belly?
Smoke it for a while. You do little burn-ins, whatever. They chop them up, cube it. There's a guy I watch on YouTube, big old heavy set guys. Looks like How to Barbecue Right. I don't remember his name, but he does take a pork belly and cube it up. Yeah, I don't remember what he calls it. It's like bacon candy. I mean, it's bacon flavored. It's got a little bit of spicy and the sweetness of the barbecue. It's so good.
No, have a great day. I'm about at work. 73 all. Good to hear y'all's voice, and be careful. And C9B.
Be safe out there, Leon. KN4, TSF.
Stay safe out there, 73. Have a great day, WTHJKT.
Leon, KO4CM.
Good day. I've got a new guy starting to forget my laptop at home, so it's going to be a fun day for me today.
Go get it.
Off a work phone, I just can't function at work. Everything depends on.
Go to IT and see if they can give me a loaner for the day.
Mine on.
Bring it on. I got the
control. That means I just forget to bring it in sometimes. It's probably been a year since the last time I forgot to bring it in.
To try to bring mine home either. That's depending on whether I got to do payroll or not, but for the most part, it just sits at work all weekend.
Next time I
undocked mine. Any resources I don't have access to without the corporate issued laptop and the VPN, and managers need to have it available at home in case of business continuity issues and stuff like that.
And that. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. But y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
Have a safe day, and good day at work. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4GFW. Hopefully there ain't no shutdowns on the interstate or anything. I don't see any red this morning.
So far, so I think you're probably good. I'm down here at exit 70. I don't know, this looks like I'm coming up on the exit for 26.
South of you.
About 585, I'm down here at exit 72.
We meet right there at 26.
Got it, I think that's 26 is up at the flag, isn't it?
North end of business 85 up there at the flag.
After 3 years, I still don't have all my landmarks straight. I guess I just don't care enough.
Is the 85. 526 interchange.
Almost there.
Exit now for it. Guy coming in today, he lands in Charlotte at 9 o'clock. Somehow he thinks he can make it all the way to Spartanburg by 11:15. I just ain't quite seeing it.
Yeah, that's a solid hour drive, if not more.
You gotta land, go through baggage, go to the rental car. Just not quite seen it, but maybe.
Just an hour just to get out of the airport, and then another hour and 15 from Charlotte down to Spartanburg.
There ain't nothing going on 85, right?
Yeah, like 35 in North Carolina, and then you gotta come down to Spartanburg, you know, exit, you know, 70-ish. So what's that? You got 36 and 35, so that's 71 miles from the airport down to Spartanburg-ish. So, yeah, I mean, that's not feasible in an hour.
Thinking. What cars seem like?
Yeah, once in a while.
He's aggressively switching lanes and passing each other.
And I see that because I figure that, you know, they're probably going to go up a couple miles and then wreck. Then I'll be stuck in traffic forever.
Right. Man, it seems like a lot of cars headed south this morning for some reason.
Traffic was light. I was like, I don't think so.
It was kind of lighter than normal where I was, but man, the southbound side looks terrible.
Down here, I'm at 67 now, and it's pretty open.
That's right. Well, sometimes.
Good morning.
But I heard somebody say that he lost power, so I don't know, but I know he's got a generator.
I had power outages up in Hendersonville yesterday morning. I was looking at the Duke power outage map, and they had probably 20,000 customers in the Henderson-Asheville area that didn't have any power.
I heard it about 4 o'clock, but it didn't seem bad at the house. But then I got a text about 5:30. I thought something was up with one of the kids. I looked at it, and it was my ex-neighbor lives over by Sandy Flats. And she's saying, do you have power? We're out of power. It's like, really, at 5:30?
Yep, around 4 o'clock, the dog was scratching at the bedroom door. And so I got up to go out and hang out with him, keep him quiet, because he doesn't like storms. And it wasn't until about 6 o'clock that the storm actually hit, but I think he could just tell it was coming. So he started scratching the door, and Courtney's like, you know, get out of here and then quiet that dog down. And I'm like, yes, absolutely, I will. So I'm up early anyway, so I got my coffee, and I started watching the outage maps and the weather maps, and I got my radio turned on and my flashlights ready and all that stuff. And, yeah, I had about a 3-second power outage, and that was it. And then about a half an hour of rain and wind, and then it was pretty much gone, and then the sun came out that morning. So, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal as far north as we were, but the folks down in Georgia and South Carolina really got it bad.
Well, we were. I mean, I heard it about 4 o'clock, and then we got up about 6:30, and it was pretty much gone.
Cases down there in Georgia and South Carolina, like near Augusta and stuff, where the tornado sirens never went off, even though there was a warning, and they should have gone off, but they had a couple of tornadoes down there that had no, you know, there was no warning at all, so they're trying to figure out why the sirens never went off.
With monitoring, it didn't turn them on. No, that's right. We have, like, tornado sirens at our work, you know, for everybody to take shelter, but I don't know who monitors that.
I think NOAA is responsible for sending down the tornado warnings, and then I think a local authority is probably responsible for activating the local sirens, but I just really don't know. I know that there was probably just a break in the chain somewhere down there, and who knows why, but, you know, it's a shame that so many folks didn't have any warning, and then I think they had like 30-something people die during these storms, so, man, it's just a mess.
apparently bad in some places.
What's it supposed to be like this week?
It's supposed to be pretty nice. I mean, today's the coldest day. It's like still in the high 50s, but I think the rest of the week's supposed to be in the 70s.
We don't have the kids today or tomorrow, so hopefully tomorrow we'll have a nice day to go out after work and enjoy something, but before they come back on Wednesday.
Get some lime down on the grass before the rain came, so hopefully that'll do some good this year.
We have wildflowers, the clover and stuff in our yard, so we're happy about that. It's going to bring a lot of pollinators to the garden.
Man, I struggle to see a honeybee. If I see six or eight the whole year, it's amazing.
There's a spray pesticides and fertilizers and stuff all day long, and there's actually, you know, you can actually kind of see where it blows over into our yard because, you know, the clover just stops and there are no, you know, no pollinators up in the front, but then back towards our house, it's all right. But yeah, I wish they would stop spraying everything everywhere. When the June bugs come, ours is the only yard in the neighborhood they hang out in, but everybody else's yard they stay away from.
I get in the beehive one time, but I don't know too much about it. Probably do something wrong and kill them all.
Do you live near any other people?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the subdivision, but the house next to me has been vacant for about 5 years. And then behind me is a field of those, you know, Bradford pear trees that just take over a field.
I'm pretty far away from anybody's yards, especially if they're spraying chemicals, because, you know, beehives don't like pesticides or herbicides at all. So if you're spraying anything, you probably can't have a beehive within about 1,000 feet of any place where they're spraying chemicals.
I'm sure somebody's spraying chemicals. Down to the gate trying to navigate all these trucks, trying to figure out where they're supposed to go. So I'm going to say 7-3, you have a good, safe day, and be careful out there, and we'll catch you again later in the week. KN4 TFW 7-3.
All right, Ken, have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow morning on the way in. Be safe. This is WTJKT 73.